Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. We are now just over 2 hours from the first of the three Donald Trump versus Joe Biden presidential debates. The debate at a uni in Cleveland, Ohio starts at 9 a.m. Perth time. Trump with his own description of former Vice President Biden.
Always known as a dumb guy.
The people know the president's a liar. I mean, they know that.
Biden came off the campaign trail to prep. Trump, meanwhile, has had 9 re-election events in the past week.
How many hours would you say you've spent on
debate? A little time. I mean, not a lot.
More or less than 16.
I'm running the country. I don't have the luxury.
Their debate will last 90 minutes with no commercial breaks. It will be divided into 6 15-minute segments that moderator Chris Wallace of Fox News has chosen. The Trump and Biden records, the Supreme Court, COVID-19 with more than 205,000 dead Americans, the economy, race and violence in cities, and the integrity of the election. Biden is sure to add Trump's taxes to the mix. A bombshell report in the New York Times exposes what Trump paid and didn't pay in personal federal income taxes. The Times reporting finds Trump to be seriously in debt, needing to repay hundreds of millions of dollars in loans over the next 4 years. He built his brand on being a business genius with the Midas touch.
So I've had great success.
By the way, really successful.
Biden goes into the debate with a 7-point average national polling advantage. The election is 5 weeks from today, but early voting is underway in some parts of the country. Here in California,
it looked like a big wave coming over the hill, a wave of fire.
Entire neighborhoods are now in ruins in the wine country north of San Francisco, and some historic wineries have been destroyed or severely damaged. This is a 17,000-hectare blaze called the Glass Fire. It started at the weekend and remains out of control. One bit of good news, the gusty winds have died down. Finally, this is the time of year when the pro ice hockey season begins, but last night the current one ended.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup!
The call on NBC is the Tampa Bay Lightning took the Cup Series 4-2 over the Dallas Stars. Milsey and Basil, National Hockey League teams, played for 2 months in 2 Canadian bubbles, with no positive COVID-19 tests among players and coaches.